water purifiers.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
Ed Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We will start things out here tonight by going straight to your phone calls, because that's what the point of the show is. We go first to Ziggy in the UK on the amp line. Hello, Ziggy.
Hi, guys. Okay, at the start of this conversation, I will point out I am an atheist, but I am fed up with atheists wanting to use the state to enforce their beliefs.
Okay, give me an example.
Well, for instance, I was speaking to some atheists, funny enough, over your side of the pond, and I said, look, if you're concerned about education, set up your own schools. And they said, oh, no, the state school should be the bastion of secularism. And I said, not necessarily. And personally, you know, if you want to ensure that your kids are getting the education you want, then you should set up your own schools.
Yeah, why would you want to spend the rest of your life, I mean, the rest of your adult life as a parent, however many, 18, 25, however many kids you have, it could be a long time, why would you want to spend all of that time eternally battling it out with the forces of the organized religious people? I mean, they are constantly going to be pushing to have their Bible and their belief system in the schools, as you will be constantly pushing against them to try to eliminate the Bible and the religious belief system from the schools. And no one is ever going to really win for too long. Someone's always going to get a leg up on another, and then they're going to, the tides are going to turn, and the roles are going to reverse, and, you know, it's going to go on and on. Why not take your suggestion? I think it's a brilliant idea, Ziggy.
Well, except that they forced me to pay for this state school, and then they, teach people contrary to what I believe.
Okay, I mean, at the present system, I do think that, I mean, over here, we have a problem because church and state are still intertwined. And the problem is that you do get, you know, religious education is still mandatory on the curriculum.
Really?
But the only religion you learn in state schools is, you know, Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, it's religious education, not, you know, Christian education. You know, the fact is that, you know, there are other religious people who live here. And,
sure.
You know, and also the state here has this really awful scheme where basically a faith organisation can stump up a few million pounds, and the government will then put in something like 25 million to start a faith-based school. And so basically, the government is paying for,
So they're getting subsidies.
Teaching people religion.
Yeah, so the religious schools are getting subsidies from the government, then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, basically. And funny enough, atheism is excluded.
Yeah.
That does piss me off.
Well, I see where you were coming from earlier, Mark, when you say that you're concerned because your taxpayer dollars are going towards these religiously bent schools, and mm-hmm. I can understand that, but that's not a justification to use force to inculcate kids with your belief system. You don't win by lowering yourself to the level of those people who would use the state to indoctrinate others. So you can only win by withdrawing your kids from the state school system, putting them in your approved school, whether it be an atheist school or secular school or a religious school that's not the state-run school. You can only just take actions for yourself and your family, put them in the place where they should be, and then, if you really want to take the next step, instead of bitching and moaning about how they're taking your money and spending it in ways you don't like, stop giving them money.
You know, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Wayne. I mean, you know how hard it is to stop giving the money.
No, it's pretty easy. You just don't write the check.
Right. Well, the best solution is that the state doesn't run education.
Well, another interesting twist to this whole discussion is that in Germany, traditionally, when you pay your taxes, it asks you what church you belong to. And if you put down a church, the government pays your church for you. Your taxes go up about 10% or whatever.
So the government tithes for you, basically?
Yes, exactly. And then if you get married, you have to join a church. So then a lot of people don't want to get married because then their taxes go up by 10%.
That's amazing.
I also want to point something out. You know, the thing is, you don't want to go to the French system where the French have a real hang-up about secularism. So much so that, for instance, Muslim girls are not even allowed to wear a shawl in the classroom.
Oh, wow.
Jews aren't allowed to wear a skull cap. And I think when you go to that extent, you're just going to cause problems.
Sure.
You're
just swinging the pendulum in the other direction. You're doing there is swinging the pendulum in the other direction towards secularism,
exactly.
Where all the religious people will be offended that they're having secularism forced down their throat.
Right, so why can't we just honor other people's choices and not try to impose them, use the government to impose our morality? Now, socialists do the same thing because socialists have a certain morality that they want to ram down other people's throats also, like mass redistribution of income is basically a... kind of, it's almost like a religious belief to some so-called progressives, and that's using the state as well. Then you have people who are really religious who want to use the state to do things in favor of religions. So either way, it creates division and resentment among the public.
And that's what the state does best, is it pits groups against one another, and the battle never ends. Because there's always someone who wants to get in control of the reins of power, and someone who doesn't want to let go, and... there you go.
And
they're off to the races.
And reward their friends and punish their enemies
every time.
Ziggy, any other thoughts, sir? Go ahead.
I yesterday you had a caller on who was doing the old Jewish conspiracy thing.
Oh.
You know, when I hear this, I always feel like I'm being left out of something because I'm Jewish and I don't control anything.
Yeah, where are your secret meetings you can attend? Where are the clubs?
Are you counting money right now?
No.
Bent over.
Rolling around like, hey, dude, did you say you're rolling a joint?
That's what he said.
Right on. Have a good night, man, and enjoy. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. That's midnight over there, the UK. 5 hours out.
Yeah.
So 1-800-259-9231. Wayne, did you hear about what happened over the weekend at the Libertarian Party convention?
I understand that didn't come out so well.
Not if you love liberty, at least.
I know.
If you like pragmatism and selling out principles, then it went well. And Christine Smith, who was one of the Libertarian presidential candidates, or I guess candidates for the nomination, one of the more principled ones, as I understand it. I don't know Christine very well. She did get in touch with me at one point requesting an interview, and I told her what I would tell anybody that calls and requests an interview, especially someone running for political office, and that is that, you know, this isn't Candidates Corner. We don't spend time on all of the Libertarian candidates that are out there, because that's all we'd end up doing, because there are a lot of them.
But you interviewed Mary Ruart.
We did. That's because she's a personal favorite of mine, and she didn't come to me asking for the interview. I went to her.
Why is that a reason, that you went to her as opposed to she coming to you?
Well, I don't know. I would have given it to her if she'd come to me, too.
Right.
Just,
so
I was just pointing
that
out.
There you go. Yeah. So it's a personal favorite, and, you know, I mean, you run the show the way you want to run the show.
Right.
So, that's being the program
director. Christine Smith, had Mary Ruart not gotten into the race, Christine Smith, I think, would have, from my rudimentary understanding of her positions, she would have been a good choice, I think, her and Steve Cubby as well. And so she has some thoughts about what happened at the Libertarian Party convention over the weekend. We'll get to that here in moments, but first we go to Scott in Winnipeg. You're on Free Talk Live. Scott.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I want to talk really quickly. Lately, you've been talking about video games a lot on the show, about, you know, them warping the minds of teenagers. And it made me think back to, I'm 35. When I was a teenager, we had, you know, the PMRC. I don't know if you recall that. Mark might remember that.
I remember the name. What is it?
The Parents Musical Resource Center. It was Tipper Gore, and she wanted
Tipper
to put,
Gore,
you know, stickers on... Yeah. On CDs or records back then.
You were in prison at that time,
And they had congressional hearings. They had all these things where, you know, Frank Zappa got involved, Dee Schneider got involved.
Yeah.
So what did that do? Well, I'll tell you what I did. Okay, so I taped it off my friend. Like, what was the big deal? Doing that kind of stuff doesn't stop anything. They talk about, you know, the parents, the tools. My dad never came to buy records with me. It's retarded.
Well, hang on, Scott. I don't know if you have more, but we'll bring you back if you do. 800-259-9231. The history of attempted censorship and suppression of ideas, music, books, literature. You know, it just hasn't been very successful. You try to shut something down, and it just pops up 100 times stronger. More coming up.
It gives it publicity.
Yep, more on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited-time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95. and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your your show, you can bring up anything via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. They include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both are free for you. So enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing your extra pounds? Are working out and eating right no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. Get off that fad diet roller coaster forever. Check out notfatanymore.com.
We go back to Scott in Winnipeg, if he's still there, which I believe he is. Scott, are you there?
I am, yeah. Yeah,
all right. You're commenting on the issue of video games. We've been talking about the video game violence controversy, and we had Jack Thompson, Daniel LaDonna on the show over the weekend, and callers have called in since then to talk about it. And you were talking about back in the early 90s when they had this parents' commission or whatever that was, this was where they had the explicit lyrics label?
Yes, it was in the mid-80s, about 84, 85. And so they started putting stickers on records and blah, blah, big deal. Now what do you want to do if you can't go to the store? You'll download it. So you're driving people away from the store and downloading it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm surprised that some of these people can't remember what it was like to be a teenager themselves. I remember easily what it was like for me 20 years ago growing up. And if you want something, you're going to get it. If you want a joint, you'll get it. If you
sure.
want a record, you'll get it. If you want to see an R-rated movie, you there's ways to do that.
What is it that's going through their head? I mean, do they think that they can just tweak things a little and finally make it so kids can't get their hands on the things that they want? Do they think that it's just that the generation before them just effed it up and they can do it right? I mean, what is it that, what's the mindset there?
I think some of these people are just scared because of change. But really, if you look at it, things haven't changed much. 20 years ago, we had emo kids when I was growing up, okay? They weren't called emo kids. They listened to The Cure, they shaved their head, and they cut themselves. That was going on 20 years ago.
Yep, I think they call those art fags.
Is that what they were called back then?
They're just, you know, they have a new name now, and they listen to different music, but the thing's the same.
Interesting.
There are probably people that did that in the 70s. They're out of touch with reality. Like, let people, it comes down to your values and what you learn when you grow up.
Mm-hmm.
I played video games. I used to cut myself as a teenager. I listened
really?
to Megan. Oh, yeah, I did. My arm, not very deep, just, it felt cool, you know, that's the only reason why I did it.
So you felt cool while you were slicing your arms open?
I think there's a,
I know,
the question.
I was dumb teenager, but it
before you go on,
good.
Aren't we all, Scott?
I'd like to make a differentiation here.
Did you drink your blood?
I have, yes.
There's a difference between, like, you know, dragging a razor across your arm and making a little cut so that you'll get a little scar.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's essentially a tattoo. What's the difference between a tattoo? Putting ink in it?
It's a tattoo.
You're right. There's levels to everything, right?
Yeah, they're both forms of self-mutilation, in a sense.
Right.
Yeah,
I see.
But people, you know, just because I used to do that, I've never... I think I've been, I've punched a person one time in my entire life. You know what I mean? Just because you listen to Megadeth and stuff like that doesn't mean you're going to go out and go crazy. If people are crazy, they're crazy. You know, something might set them off. It might be a video game. It might be a Judas Priest record. You don't know.
Man, I've said this before. I think the last time I talked about it was when we had Danny LaDonna on the show for the first time, the programmer of the Columbine, Super Columbine Massacre RPG. And I feel a real kinship to Danny because he said he was, you know, having some trouble when he came out with that game, and that was sort of the way he had a release, I guess, and that by creating that, it helped him understand the whole situation with the Columbine situation. And when I was in high school, I actually created a Doom modification that you could change virtually anything. It was like one of those first games that the users could really get in there and tweak things and change things around, make their own maps. Well, I made a graphics patch for Doom that turned all of the monsters in the game into floating heads. They were the heads of the administrators and some of the teachers at the high school that I went to.
Nice.
And each one of them had its own death animation, which was inevitably violent and bloody. And so you'd go around the game shooting at the teachers at the school. And man, if somebody had gotten wind of me doing that back in the day, I would have been strung up over that.
Yep.
My parents were frightened to death.
Certainly if you did it today.
Yeah. Certainly today, but even back then it probably would not have gone over too well. This was what, I think probably 1996 or 1997. But man, I mean, especially today, I'd have been strung up on terrorism charges or something like that. Attempted murder. Who knows what they would have thrown at me, but it wouldn't have been good. So luckily for me, no one ever really got wind of it, and only a few of my friends saw it.
Well, in 1987, when I was in grade 8, I wrote a short story about killing my teacher. Nobody thought I was going to go kill my teacher. I named him in the story as well, by name. You know, I was 13. I didn't like my teacher. That's what it boils down to.
Yep.
You know, kids talk. Some people are going to be violent. Whether, you know, it's just ludicrous to think I'm playing a violent video game, I'm going to go kill people.
Maybe writing that story that you wrote actually helped you with some sort of an outlet.
That's why some people keep journals, because it's an outlet for them. They might keep a journal and talk about the stuff they want to do to their boss. But, you know, there's a different level between thinking about it and doing something. Just because you might even feel anger, you know, I've had fights with my wife. I've been really angry. I've never hit her. I've never used physical violence because, you know, some people might because that's who they are. I don't know why people get that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that, you know, playing some role-playing game is going to push someone to want to beat people.
If that was really, really so, then there would be a lot more people, a lot more teenagers committing more crimes for, you know, reasons that you could expect otherwise, and rather than looking at the demographics
Running around yelling fatality before they shot people, and, you know, happening.
There's no correlation that can be found. There might be no causation. You know, it might be a case where someone sees something, if they're already mad, already crazy, it might set them off, sure. But that could be anything. There's no way to measure it. It could be watching, who was it? That serial killer? I can't remember the name of that movie. The guy got sued, the director got sued because someone went out and killed people after watching the movie. You know, I can't remember.
I'm not sure which one that would be, but there have been certainly plenty of serial killer movies and lots of violence to see on the silver screen.
You know, people just need to grow up, take responsibility for themselves, and teach the kids good things. I have four kids, okay?
Yep.
They're all small. My six-year-old loves to play on the computer and play internet video games. The only rule we have is no fighting games, you know. He's six. They can't quite tell reality from fiction at that point. If you're a 13-year-old knows the difference between reality and fiction. That's what I think people can't remember when they're 13. They're not little dummies.
I agree with you. I think that people, when adults look down at children, and I think that people, and they think that they're stupid or they're, you know, they're just not as smart as they are, as adults are, because adults have been around longer. And while it may be true that you as an adult may be more experienced than a young person, that doesn't mean that they're inferior in any way mentally to you. In fact, one could argue they're, you know, the next step, the next generation, next bit more evolved than even you are. And so their potential is even greater than what you could ever achieve. And I think that kids are a lot smarter than adults give them credit for. And I think that you're absolutely right when you hit on the point here. And thank you for the call, Scott. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
I think you're absolutely right when you hit on the point that this is all about responsibility. It's about a feeling of responsibility for oneself. And to suggest that playing a video game could alter someone's personality so drastically suggests that they aren't really responsible for their own actions, that the video game manufacturer is somehow responsible for their actions, which is ludicrous.
Nuts.
More coming up. You take control. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebotech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. with everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray. Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. Another untold story.com.
It's been called the woman's lib movement or the feminist movement, but the greatest storybook calls it rebellion, witchcraft, and even Jezebel. Its story, that story of the woman Jezebel, ends with the dogs eating her flesh and lapping up her blood. The story of Jezebel in this country seems to have started with the song, Hound Dog, You Ain't Nothing But, and so many have become what a female hound dog is. To learn of the seedbed of the Jezebel spirit that is now in our land, one must unlearn what is not so. For example, so many think that in the Adam and Eve story, God told Adam and Eve they were not to eat of one certain tree in the garden. That's not true. It is not what we read in the greatest storybook. So many think that in that story, Satan deceived Adam and Eve and got them to eat of the forbidden tree. That's not true either. You'd better reread the story or go to anotheruntoldstory.com for the true story, what it really says in the greatest storybook ever written. When you do, you'll learn the seedbed of the ungodly, rebellious woman's lib movement that is in the land today called the Jezebel spirit. We tell it at anotheruntoldstory.com. anotheruntoldstory.com.
For another untold story, go to anotheruntoldstory.com. 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 anotheruntoldstory.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. They include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download it right there from the front page of the website. For your downloading convenience, freetalklive.com. It's all for free. He's the enemy of the state. He's the agent of the sovereign individual. He's Tad Gallahan, Freedom Engineer. The Anarcho-Capitalist Adventure Series continues at freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com as we continue with your phone calls. It's Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
I know, the conversation went that way and started talking about the video games again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last couple of nights I talked about my son running out in front of the cars and doing things to try to impress his friends, trying to be the classroom clown and stuff like that.
Yep.
A thought occurred to me that at 14 years of age, he's perfectly capable of doing various work.
Yes.
And if he could find a job, it might help settle him down and learn responsibility.
Yeah, but the problem is most people can't. They don't either can't or won't hire 14-year-olds due to federal government restrictions on how they can work.
What about paper route?
Exactly. Well, whether he could do a paper route or not, I don't know. Because most paper routes where he lives are done by people with cars.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because they're out kind of in the country, and you don't have where you have large populations close together where you could maybe go. When I was a kid, I had a paper route, and I could go about 10 to 12 square block radius, and they deliver a lot of papers. Whereas where he lives now, you couldn't do that.
A lot more peddling, a lot less paper delivering.
Right, exactly. I was also a caddy, and there's not a country club near where he lives where he could be a caddy. And that, you know, for me, that was a great job. I'd go out and carry people's golf bags, spend a Saturday on the golf course all day long. I'd spend 12 hours there.
Yeah, I mean, you'd meet some movers and shakers, that's for sure.
And I'd make a lot of money. And there was a scholarship available that's probably still available. I don't know. I even forget the name of it. But
the caddy scholarship.
It was a caddying scholarship. I forget the name of it. I'm sure they still have it.
What about the grocery store? Do the grocery stores hire youngsters around there? Down in Florida, Publix, the major chain, used to hire 14-year-olds down there.
No, they're unionized. I don't think they'd hire 14-year-olds.
Baggers? The grocery baggers are unionized in Illinois?
At the two big stores, which are...
Wow. What a scam. Those are great entry-level jobs, I think, for kids. I mean, now, if it's unionized, then that means nobody... I mean, are they all a bunch of oldsters in there bagging groceries? Or do they let young kids join the union?
No, they have kids. They do have kids, but not at 14. They start at 16.
Okay.
And in fact, I was going to suggest my 16-year-old daughter go and get a job there, because she's looking for work and wants work. But they're just... People just don't hire 14-year-olds.
Nope.
Even when they get permission from the parents. When my older son was 14, he got hired because we lied about it.
Hmm.
We told them he was 16.
Good for you.
So we could do that, too.
I think that's a good move. That's a good idea, because then if, you know, their major concern with not hiring him is not because they don't want to help him. It's not because they don't want to give him a job. It's because of the federal government's rules that make it into a very litigious situation. So if you were to hire that 14-year-old in and not give him the 50 breaks a day that they're mandated by law to have, or however many it is, then they're concerned that you're going to sue, and then they're going to get in trouble. So if you're the one that actually lied about his age, then you could claim that, I mean, first of all, you're not going to sue them, you're not going to go after
them. Of responsibility.
Yeah, then they aren't as liable in that case. So that's a great idea.
Right, well, and the problem there becomes that I'm no longer living at home, and so there's a problem with getting him to and from work.
Mm.
If we were to find a place for him to work. When I was there at home, there was one of us that was around that could drive my older son back and forth. Either I was home from work or Dina hadn't left yet.
So you don't live somewhere where he could just hop on a bicycle or take a city bus or something?
There's a few places around where he could do that.
Because that's the way to go. I mean, I think that's the way to go for an entry-level job. That's what I did when I was 16. I couldn't drive yet, so I walked half a mile or whatever it was to the Kmart shopping center and went to work. It means you don't have to rely on mom and dad's schedule in order to go and be able to actually get the job done.
I had to walk a mile to work in bare feet in the snow.
Where were you working? You could work in bare feet, Wayne.
The factory.
Oh, okay.
But the thing I was going to say is that perhaps this Jack, whatever his name is, the guy who is all
Jack Thompson
against the games. Perhaps he should concentrate on these child labor laws, getting rid of them.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I get the feeling that people like Jack are all into, to protecting children and coddling them and, you know, making it so they don't have to really experience all the harsh reality of the world.
How much more protected can you be than at a nice, safe factory learning a nice, safe trade?
Matt, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. What kind of factory were you working in, Wayne?
I worked in a manufacturing plant that made scissors and on one half of the plant, and they made winches on the other. And actually, I even worked in a factory before that one, but I worked in several.
And how old were you at that time?
I was 16.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 16. And I actually worked in the same factory in one of them, but I'd go in the weekends and shampoo the rugs in the offices, because people would come in and track grease on the rugs. And so once a week, I'd vacuum and shampoo them, and that was how I bought my first car.
How did you get that gig?
My dad.
Ah, okay. Nepotism.
Yes, nepotism. But I did a good job. Then I mowed the lawns at the corporate headquarters in the summer.
I don't discount the people that you know as far as ways to get jobs.
Just poking fun.
They really are great ways to get jobs.
But you know what? There was a retirement community behind our house. In the wintertime, I would go and offer to shovel their walk for a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And it was worth more than a quarter, but I just charge a quarter. If they wanted to give me more, they could. And they always did. And that was another way I saved money. So there's a lot of ways you can, if you're entrepreneurial, even at 14 years old or 13 years old, you can make money.
That was going to be another suggestion, yeah, you know, mowing lawns, doing odd jobs, that sort of thing. And it's certainly not as necessarily consistent, but it's great experience because what better time to learn entrepreneurship than when you're living at home and you don't have to worry about all kinds of bills to get paid.
Right. I mean, nobody's going to pay your bills in life except you, so you might as well learn how to do these things.
Yeah, it's a great experience at that age.
I think that we do our children a large disservice by not allowing them to get jobs until they're 16.
I agree.
Well, part of it's the minimum wage. The minimum wage is so high that an employer would rather hire somebody with a little experience or more maturity at that minimum wage level, and the unions love it because the higher they drive up the minimum wage, the smaller the differential between the minimum wage and the union wage, the better it is for union workers because
right.
the employer says, okay, I can hire this minimum wage person for X number of dollars per hour. For a little more, I can get this union guy who's supposedly experienced.
Yeah, no doubt that by and large, the people that are in the unions do a better job than, you know, just unskilled people.
But how much of this, you know, with the minimum wage going up, how much does that actually encourage all the so-called, all these illegal aliens coming over to work for under the minimum wage when it used to be that teenagers and people like that took these jobs?
Sure, teenagers, people with physical ailments, homeless people, people just scraping by. Those are going to be the people that are going to take those low-end, low-skilled jobs to get their feet in the first few rungs of the ladder of affluence. But you're right. I mean, having the minimum wage kicks out those rungs, and also having all these regulations, because it's also the regulations that are just so, they're just so onerous. I mean, for these business owners, I don't know what they are for 14-year-olds, but I know it's worse than it was for 16-year-olds. And when you're 16, I think it's, you know, a minimum of a 15-minute break
every four hours or something
like that. I mean, the regulations are pretty extreme, and it gets worse when it gets to age 14. And I hated it when I was 16 working at Kmart because I was back there alone, and I had customers that needed help, and I didn't want to go on break many times. And what
is that break at Gahamlush anyway? You sit in the break
room? You sit there. Yeah, that's all you do.
I mean, it's not like there's anything going on in the break room.
More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com, InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. Is there an alternative way to relieve suffering and pain of an enlarged prostate? There sure is. It's called Poulien. And it's offered exclusively from NaturallyPure.com. Poulien is a patented supplement for the treatment of prostatitis and BHP, also known as an enlarged prostate. Formulated by a Chinese master herbalist, Poulien contains vital nutrients proven to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects on the prostate. Put an end to those frequent trips to the bathroom with no adverse side effects. Right now, a two-bottle treatment is available for the low price of $49.95. Call 805-434-5444. That's 805-434-5444. Or visit them online at naturally, that's 1L and naturallypure.com. That's NaturallyPure.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 10% off of your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Stop the agony, stop the pain. NaturallyPure.com, your source for prostate health.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at the Free Talk Live store. We've got Free Talk Live branded merchandise like T-shirts, hats, hoodies, DVD classic archive collector sets, and more. Go and take a look. Load up your shopping cart. store.freetalklive.com. Since we're talking about young people, let's continue the discussion and give you, a quick update here on a couple of young people that were kidnapped from their home. Their home was a place called Strong City, New Mexico. And this followed the instance of mass kidnapping in Texas, which I'm sure you've heard about, the FLDS, Fundamentalist Jesus Christ, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They had one of their sects raided by the police, and they came in and stole over 400 children. It was a pretty tragic story, and of course we're continuing to watch that. But then shortly thereafter, a different religious group, the Strong City compound in New Mexico, was raided. I guess raid's not the correct term. They showed up with CPS workers, or in this case, CFYD, or CYFD, rather. Same organization. They just changed the letters around in different states.
Well, it's a different organization, but each state has its own organization like this.
It's men and women calling themselves government, going and stealing children from people. And they went in and they took teenagers in this case. They took a couple of one 16-year-old, one 15-year-old, and one 13-year-old. And according to StrongCity.info, Michael Traviser, he is the head, the man behind the cult. He claims to be, the son of God or whatever. That's what he claims. And he wears a robe and he's
not the first person to claim to be the son of God. And I would say in a free country, you should be allowed to claim that you're the son of God. As a matter of fact, I'm going to claim right now, I'm the son of God.
And people should be allowed to follow you and worship you and lay with you naked in bed if they want to. And that's what he got accused of, was inappropriately touching these girls. He didn't actually get accused of having sex with them because that didn't actually happen. They wanted to have sex with him, but he claims he turned it down. The girls also claim that he turned it down. But he did lay naked in bed with these teenage girls. And again, that was at their request. According to their own blog posts. And here's an update from him. He says, I've just received two emails from the grandmothers of two of our children who were taken from their homes by the government bureaucrats. They both reported that Phyllis from the CYFD said they could not visit with their 16-year-old grandchildren anymore. The reason that CYFD gave for taking the children from here is that I might hurt them. Do they now think that their grandmothers will hurt them while visiting them in the CYFD offices? One boy taken is 16. The police from Washington State and New Mexico reported that they don't go after children who run away from home when they're 16. One police officer from Clayton said that a 16-year-old can have sex with whomever she likes. In most states in America, it's 16 that's the age of consent for teens. So he's making some really good points here, Mr. Traviser. I mean, he might be a crazy religious nut job, but he's got his head on straight when it comes to the government stealing children from people. So what is the reason for this? Well, as he goes on to talk about, and I won't read his long rambling, the rest of his rambling post, but as he goes on to point out, this is about religion. This is about his unusual religion being persecuted by those who are in the state halls of power. They're just going after him. What other reason could there be to prevent these kids from seeing their grandmothers at that age? What other excuse? I mean, if I'm missing something, please let me know.
I can't imagine. I mean, to me, it's just bizarre stuff. They have no accountability, I guess, is the reason.
He says, it seems, just skipping down a bit, he says, it seems like the true motive for the kidnapping is slipping out. If the children were going to be hurt by me, it would have happened many years ago. I've known these kids for most of their lives. Suddenly, CYFD imagines quite conveniently that now the children will be hurt by their grandmothers while in the CYFD offices. He says, I think now that Phyllis needs some psychological counseling. There's something very wrong with her thinking. I have to agree. Why would anyone ever think that it would be okay to go and take children away from somebody else who's clearly not actually physically harming them in any way? I understand you think that the religious teachings are inappropriate or that the religion is different from you, but if you were to think about going and taking some kids from another family because you disagree with their religious beliefs, then that would open up the door to anybody who disagreed with your religious beliefs to come and take your kids away from you. So,
right, just because your religious belief happens to be the popular one or close to the popular one, that doesn't really, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, it doesn't absolve the responsibility to protect the people who are on the fringe. It's a free country. People should be allowed to have whatever religions they want, and they should be allowed to have children and have those religions. This, you know, these are fundamental human rights here, and you know, I feel like they're just being violated by these organizations that apparently they've got nothing better to do.
And we haven't heard anything new on the FLDS situation, but as we hear more things, we will certainly bring it to you here because this is one of the more tragic situations that I think this country has encountered, certainly in recent times. To have people be able to, these government people just be able to go into people's homes, steal their children from them, and have virtually no consequences to pay for it. Even if the FLDS kids have to be sent back home, as it seems like there might be a slight possibility of that happening because of certain judicial decisions that have said that essentially the raid was inappropriate in the first place, that it, you know, was based on no evidence, and they've essentially thrown out the raid after the fact legally, but it hasn't gotten the kids sent back to their homes yet. So, yeah, there's a chance that some order's going to come down and these kids are going to get sent back, but that doesn't undo all of the damage that has been done, nor will a cash payment undo the damage that has been done. It's just awful what they've done to these kids. I understand that you may disagree vehemently with the FLDS lifestyle or Strong City or whatever, you know, weird religion is going on here. You may vehemently disagree with it, but the fact is, it's not your family, and so it's none of your effing business. Leave these people alone. Because if you keep messing with people like this, it's going to come back to you eventually, whether it's your kids or your personal belief system or your favorite hobby or whatever it is, the grass growing too high in your yard, whatever it is, someday some bureaucrat's going to take an interest in you and going to decide that you have violated some arbitrary law that you didn't even know existed, and you'll end up in a jail cell.
It may not be you. It may be your children that they decide to go after, or somebody that you know, a friend of yours, someone you love.
Sure.
If you just ignore it and you know, act like it's okay that they go after these people, the next time it comes around, it's going to be, you know, it could hurt you. It could hurt someone you love, and that stinks.
There's been a long history of things like this happening throughout America. Even in the early days, a lot of the colonies were established by certain religious sects who had intolerance towards others and kicked them out or persecuted them or whatever. And it's, you know, people have come to this country for freedom of religion. Even if you have no religion, you still have to honor that.
Well, most people do. I think on an individual day-to-day basis.
Sure, they ignore it.
Yeah, well, okay. That's enough.
Yeah, that's and it's fine.
Yeah. And it's not like these people are pushing it in your face either. It's not like they're Jehovah's Witnesses coming door to door.
If they were, it still doesn't matter. No. Jehovah's Witnesses, they may come to your door and it's a little annoying. It's part of their religion, but
sure.
You know, you can
put up a no soliciting sign, put a fence up in your front yard. You can deal with it.
You could just tell them that you're not interested and they actually try to put you on a list. I mean,
come to the door naked or something like that. You can have fun with them. I mean, I agree with you, Mark. It's not even a big deal when they come to your door, but
look,
these people are going to
have a front. You see, this is the thing. People imagine that they can put up a front door, and a big front door with a welcome sign and the whole thing, and then somehow the Jehovah's Witnesses are supposed to know you're not interested in them.
Mm.
They're not welcome. Well, if you don't want people coming to your house, put up a fence, put your front door around the side, just have a garage door that you control with a remote.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really don't want people coming to your front door, don't say welcome.
Mm. That's a good point. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. In fact, we're going to go here to an email from Sean. He says, I'm a podcast listener, so I'm emailing my feedback. I listen to the show generally because you have intelligent conversation with different viewpoints. Well, here's the viewpoint I think you've been missing regarding the FLDS situation. What about liberty for the children? In deriding the government for infringing upon the liberty of the parents, you've neglected the fundamental purpose of their raid, to provide the children with the same liberty you have today. He says a lot more here, and we're going to get into that coming up in hour number two, but I have to say I fundamentally disagree.
So, you have to take away the children's liberty, put them in little compounds. The government has to take them away and put them in some place called, the Forum or something like that, the Expo Center.
Yes.
In order to give them liberty, you have to take away their liberty?
Apparently.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Well, he's going to argue.
Do the children want to go back home?
Yes,
but they don't know any better.
Well, he's going to argue that they did not have liberty before, and that now they have more liberty because of what the government has done.
Well, those were allegations anyway. In fact, it was an anonymous tip that wasn't substantiated and later discredited, so it was all bogus.
We're going to look into this pretty deep here in a moment.
This is a sick person that uses the term liberty, just cavalierly. They call the opposite of liberty, liberty. These are the 1984 doublespeak people.
More with Sean's email. He's got a lot more to say, and we'll dig through it here. Take your calls as well about whatever you want to talk about. This is your show. You take control of the airway. It's 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Once...